stick. Chakraha, his influence or power. Swatyajasa, by his own prowess. Utpatitaha, uprooted. Lokoshalyaha, the miseries of the citizens. Sura, of demigods. Asura, of demons. Indrai, by the chiefs. Upagiyamana, being glorified. Mahaonubhavaha, the great soul. Bhavita, he will become. Patihi, the Lord. Bhubaha, of the world. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. No one will be able to disobey the orders of Prithu Maharaj. After conquering the world, he will completely eradicate the threefold miseries of the citizens. Then he will be recognized all over the world. At that time, both the Suras and the Asuras will undoubtedly glorify his magnanimous activities. Please repeat after me. No one will be able to disobey the orders of Prithu Maharaj. After conquering the world, he will completely eradicate the threefold miseries of the citizens. Then he will be recognized all over the world. At that time, both the Suras and Asuras will undoubtedly glorify his magnanimous activities. Purport. At the time of Maharaj Prithu, the world was ruled by one emperor. Although there were many subordinate states, just as there are many United States in various parts of the world, in olden days the entire world was ruled through many states, but there was a supreme emperor who ruled over all subsidiary states. As soon as there were some discrepancies in the maintenance of the Varnashram system, the emperor would immediately take charge of the small states. The word Utpatita Lokoshalyaha indicates that Maharaj Sri Sri Gaurinitai Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanumanji Sri Sri Radharaj Bihari Ki Jai. The word Utpatita Lokoshalya indicates that Maharaj Prithu completely uprooted all the miseries of his citizens. The word Shalya means, quote unquote, piercing thorns. There are many kinds of miserable thorns that pierce the citizens of a state. But all competent rulers, even up to the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthir, uprooted all the miserable conditions of the citizens. It is stated that during the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthir, there did not even exist severe cold or scorching heat, nor did the citizens suffer from any kind of mental anxiety. This is the standard of good government. Such a peaceful and prosperous government, devoid of anxiety, was established by Prithu Maharaj. Thus the inhabitants of both saintly and demoniac planets were all engaged in glorifying the activities of Maharaj Prithu. Persons or nations anxious to spread their influence all over the world should consider this point. If one is able to eradicate completely the threefold miseries of the citizens, he should aspire to rule the world. One should not aspire to rule for any political or diplomatic consideration. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 4th canto, 16th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Praise of King Prithu by the professional reciters. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयहं ददाति सपदान्तिकम्। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्य वैष्णवेभ्य नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारणम्। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो टेक्स्ट अगेन, दिशो विजित्य अप्रतिरुद्धो चक्रः सतेजसत् पाटित लोकशल्यः सुरासुरेन्द्रैरुपगीयमान महानुभावो भविता पतिर्भुवः। नो वन विल बी एबल टू डिसओबे द ऑर्डर्स ऑफ पृथु महाराज। आफ्टर कॉन्करिंग द वर्ल्ड he will completely eradicate the threefold miseries of the citizens. Then he will be recognized all over the world. At that time, both the Asuras and Asuras will undoubtedly glorify his magnanimous activities. So these professional brahmanas, reciters, they are forecasting about Maharaj Prithu's position as the ruler of the earth. So this Prithu comes under Lila Avatar. There are 25 Lila Avatars of the Lord and 12 Manantara Avatars and 4 Yuga Avatars, total 41. And there are other 3 Purusha Avatars. So you see all the doors, there are depicted all 25 Avatars. These are all Lila Avatars. So Prithu also will be there. So Prithu Maharaj is milking the cow. So cow means the earth. In the form of cow, he is dohan kar raha hai Dharitri ko. He is milking that and exacting all the necessities of life for the people in general. So Prithu comes in the 39th avatars in the reign of Saimbhuva Manu. So if you count, because two avatars come two times, the Varaha and Matsya, they come under Manantara avatars and they come also under Lila avatars. So if you count Lila avatar 25, you have to count 12 Manantara avatars. And if you count them as Manantara avatars 14, then you have to count 23 here, because they come two times. So that way 41 avatars are there. So here Prabhupada is saying that the ideal good government established by many religious kings, even personally the Lord himself, when there was no proper king, they were very much worried because Anga had no son. And they sacrificed and then they got the son. But this son became very bad. And because there was no king, everybody, the thoughtful people, they established him in the coronated in the on the kingdom. And then when everybody was perturbed, disturbed by his tyrannical activities, the rishis, the sages, they actually killed him by curse. And then there was no government, no ruler. So they churned the right hand of Bena. And from that churning came a beautiful golden form. That was King Prithu. He was like molten gold form. And with him came also Lakshmi personified. And he was coronated by all the demigods, all the sages as a ruler. Shiva came, he gave something, Agni gave something, Vayu gave something, Indra gave something. And then he was actually, you know, petitioned by the government and the rulers and the people that we are actually suffering, we are starving, we are not getting our things. So Prabhupada, he resembles, he compares this Prithu's kingdom with Yudhishthira Maharaj's kingdom. So Yudhishthira Maharaj also was a very pious king. He was completely unwilling to fight the battle of Kurukshetra. Even Arjuna, he was denying to fight. Krishna, he advertises in the Bhagavad Gita again and again to protect the pious and the virtuous and to annihilate the miscreants. I come again and again. When there is a decline in religiosity and there is a very much upcoming of irreligiosity, then I come. So when this bad son of Yudhishthira Maharaj was always doing all the injustices and all these troubles, suffering to the Pandavas, Krishna, he tried to negotiate. He tried to make compromise, make peaceful situation by discussion, but it didn't work. And finally he arranged for the battle. And Yudhishthira Maharaj was not, you know, willing to fight. But he had to fight because it was the will of the Lord. So in Bhishma Dev, he was on the deathbed, and after Yudhishthira Maharaj was feeling so bad, seeing so many people are being killed in the battle of Kurukshetra, so Krishna, with all the Pandavas, they accompanied with so many sages, went to see this dying Bhishma. And then immediately Bhishma, first welcoming everybody, spoke to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Oh, my dear child, how bad it is that you, the personified religion personified, suffered so many difficulties throughout your life. Oh, here is Kunti, who suffered more than anybody. Before her marriage, before her getting all the sons, after getting the sons also. So he then concludes that Yudhishthira Maharaj, you should not think that you are suffering because of your misdeeds in your past life. No, you should not think. It is all swatam manne kalakritam. Everything I accept as the, done by the supreme Kala, which represents the Lord. Kalakritam. And Yudhishthira Maharaj was pacified and he was inspired to rule. Then he started ruling. And in his ruling, if you read that Krishna is departing for Dwarka from Hastinapur, there's a nice description how the mountains, the creepers, the trees, the river, the land, the cows, all giving necessities of the human being. We need to live for. We need grains. We need fruits. We need vegetables. We need milk. We need jewels. We need silk, cloth, all these things. And everything was ample supply. And that's why they are actually utpadita loka shallaha. Shalla means the shalla word comes from, from shalla the word comes shul. Like trishul in the hand of Shiva and Durga. So this trishul means three shulas or three piercing point. One is adhyatmika, one is adibhautika, one is adidoivika. So Maya, the superintendent of this material nature, is piercing all the people completely devoid of God consciousness with these three shulas. Adibhautik, adidoivik and adhyatmik. So it is mentioned where this verse come, Trita Klesha in the Bhagavatam or any scripture. We hear not this word Tritap Jala, Tritap Klesh, Tin Prakar Ke Dukh. Where it is mentioned? This is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, in the discussion of Yudhishthira Maharaj. Brahma Sangita, wo kaun sa shlok hai? Jo shlok mein tin tap ko varnan kiya gaya hai. Hemgiri? So there is a shloka in first canto. No, that is Bhagavad Gita. Troi gunna vishaya veda means what? Troi means three. Gunna means modes. So there is a nadhaya, badhaya klesha. Klesha means miseries, sufferings. Na adhaya. Adhaya means mental anxiety. And badhaya means bodily diseases and bodily sufferings caused by many things. This nadhaya badhaya klesha, daiva bhutam hetava. Daiva means adhyatmik klesh. Superintendent of the nature, daiva. So daiva bhuta hetava. So these three kinds of kleshas was, nil, zero. Why? Ajato shatrau, abhavan, jantunam, raggi kurhichit. Oh my dear king, Yudhishthir, because you, Mangal nilai, khaye ho jao. So, abhavan, because you became ajato shatrau. Ajato shatrau means? Ajato shatrau means what? Who has no enemy, whose enemy is not born, ajato shatru. So it is saying, on account of the kings becoming non-enemical to anyone, the living beings in his time, means Yudhishthira Maharaj's time, all were undisturbed by mental agonies, diseases, excessive heat and cold. Non-inimical means not non-inimical to the human beings and inimical to the all poor animals. Prabhupada said this is Satan's philosophy or Shaitan philosophy. The modern government is Shaitan government or Satan's government, because they are giving, making so many ideas, proposals to make human being happy, keep human being happy, which they cannot, but they are all giving troubles to the poor animals, especially the cows. In Bombay, in one slaughterhouse, every year 360,000 cows are being slaughtered. In one Devnar Poshubad Griha. Every year how many? 360,000 cows. And how many Poshubadgriha is there in Bombay? Similarly, all the major cities. So how you can say, you can be very, innocent. Why good thing, bad thing happen to the good people? what good things are doing the good government. They are provoking all sinful activities. So there was a cooperation between God and man, God to man and man to nature, and God to nature. There was a cooperation. You see, when Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was ruling, everything was supplied, you know, profusely. There was no scarcity of jewels, no scarcity of stones, no scarcity of food, no scarcity of milk. Even Prithu Maharaj's time, the cow with very fatty bag of milk was completely washing the pasturing and ground. And milk, you cannot compare with that so vital and so valuable food stuff, the milk. And that is being poured profusely on the land. How much, fertile it can become. And it was supplying food grains, fruits, milks. I had like many years before in Australia, the people were not buying many fruits. And if you go in the jungle, there are a lot of fruits that are just lying on the ground, nobody eating even. And we don't get even one fruit. One year there is a lot of mango, next year no mangoes. And that also 300 rupees dozen. Who can eat? And that time, mango, nobody could collect that much mango. Even in our childhood we remember, in hot season there was no fan, because in 15 years before in our village there was no electricity. So at night to sleep it is very difficult. So in this season there are a lot of mangoes will be falling throughout the night. All the ripened mangoes will fall. And we all with the torchlight go every house to collect all the mangoes in the dead of night. And next day we eat. So we didn't buy mangoes, a lot of mangoes. So and Prithu Maharaj, he asked the Mother Earth in the form of cow, why you are not supplying the necessities of life? I want to kill you. He did a great mistake. Then she will be replying that because these people are demoniac, these people are asuric, I want to withdraw. I don't want to supply. That's why there is a scarcity. Prabhupada said, why, if you, failing to make a United Nations organization, so why don't make a United Organizations of the World, like United Nations of America, United States of America, United States of Europe, United States of Africa, United States of Australia, but nobody is united. So Prabhupada said, only dogs working. So if you can make one national language, Sanskrit, not English. Prabhupada said make one national language, Sanskrit, and make a national, international, I mean the national organization, United National Organization of the World. And then America has lot of grain, lot of milk which they throw in the ocean, and Russia has no grain, no vegetables, no fruits, no milk. Jai Shri Shri Radha Rajvire, Jai Shri Shri Gaurnitai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki Jai. So when you are actually United Nations, then all the grains can come to the poor country. Those have no food, they cannot grow. Go to, send to Russia. That they won't do. So that's why Prabhupada said it is a dog's barking. Why there is no cooperation? Because they are not authorized. This Bhishma Dev, he is saying that you are an authorized person. You are a son of dharma. You are completely, thoroughly religious. And you don't have to be, aggrieved for this. I think. What happened, it is due to all Krishna's arrangement by the time. So he was saying that you are not suffering due to your material body. We suffer our material pangs because of our material conditions. But those who are Mahabhagavatas, those who are Siddhas, who come with Krishna to perform, enact the pastimes, they don't suffer like us. Who doesn't suffer? Who is Nitya Siddha or Sadhana Siddha? They don't suffer. Otherwise everybody has to suffer. Even a big person, Bhishma Dev, he was a Mahajan. But still he had to suffer. Why? Because he was sinful? Why Pandavas they suffered? They are sinful? No. They suffered by Krishna's desire. Krishna wanted to show the world that Bhishma Pitamaha, although you are a great one of the Boshus, you are so great, you are a renowned Brahmachari, and you are a head of the Kuru dynasty, still you will be slain, you will be suffering if you take the side of adharma, irreligiosity. That he wanted to prove. So that's why he was artificially suffering. So, cooperation will be there when the king is authorized. King will be thoroughly religious. Then there will be cooperation between man and God, man and nature. Otherwise it will be big chaos, what's happening nowadays. If you read in the chapter of 12th cantos, the history of Kali Yuga, all the symptoms are actually we are seeing now, partially. It is going to get worse. Dushu Praya Rajanya. All these rulers will be Dushu Praya, rogues and thieves, Durbhikya, Karopirita. All these symptoms are we are seeing. So, Krishna says that when you understand that there is a creation by the Lord, it is not for your enjoyment. It is not for your enjoyment. Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita third chapter, Devan Bhavayatan, Devan Bhavayatan Anena, Te Devaha Bhavayantuva, Parasparam Bhavayantu Shriya Param Avapshata. If you satisfy the demigods to the demigods, and demigods are pleased, then they will also please you. Bhavayantu va. And anena, by this, you will be prashavishyadham. You will be prosperous with material supply. Param avapshata. You will get the destination of life also. But he is saying that if you don't supply or use that supply in the service of Krishna, Jagyarthat, then what will happen? Steno Evasa. He is considered as thief. So nowadays who, he is saying that Sahajagya Praja Srishtva. Jagya ke saath Praja ka Srishti hua hai. Praja means all the living beings, all the living entities. They are being created with Jagya, Sahajagya. Puro Vacha Prajapati. Prajapati means here not Brahma. Prajapati means here Vishnu. Prajapati, Shriyapati, Jagyapati. So he is the real Prajapati. So Vishnu said, okay, now you be peaceful. Toir Dattan Aprudaibhya. So now here he is saying that Anena Prashavishyadhyam Bo Astu Ishta Kamadhuk. Ishta, whatever desire you have, Ishta, Kamadhuk, you get. Anena Prashavishyadhyam. By the mutual pleasing cooperation of the demigods and the human beings. And he's saying then, you become very prosperous. If you don't act properly, or after becoming prosperous, you don't follow religious principles, then what? Ishtan Bhogan. This Ishtan Bhogan, Hibo Deva Dashanta Jagya Bhavita. Jagya Bhavita means being pleased with your Jagya. Dashyante, they will supply, they will give you. Ishtan Bhogan, whatever you desire, all the Bhogas will give enjoyment. But Toi, those taihi dattan, what is being given, apradaya, if you don't return to Vishnu, who is a Jagyapati, then who? Yo bhunje, who enjoys his bhungtestane basa. He is thief. So Prabhupada said modern government is rogues and thieves government. Because they cannot recognize that Krishna is the creator, Krishna is the proprietor of the creation, proprietor of the world. Mantra 1, Ishopanishad, Ishavashyam. Ishavashyam means what? Sundaranand. Huh? I want word for word. Ishavashyam means what? Ishavashyam idam sarvam kinchit jagatyang jagat. Isha means of the Lord. Avashyam means controlled. Everything is controlled by Lord. Jagatyam, whatever you see here, jagatyam, jagat. Tena taktena, he has given your own quota to enjoy. Tena taktena bhunjitha, you should enjoy your taktena, your quota you should enjoy. Magridha kasya siddhanam, don't try to encroach upon others' property, others' share. Then it is a problem. So the modern government, they actually failed to understand this point. Even you tell them that, you know, you should accept that there is a creator and Krishna is saying, I am the creator. Everybody is saying he is the creator, he is the master. Brahma is saying he is the first living creature. He is saying Govinda Mahadi Purusham. He is saying Bhagavad Gita, Matya Parataram Nanyat. And all the Acharyas saying he is the supreme. Even Mayavadi Acharya Shankaracharya, he said Narayana Parabhyaktat. Even he is, everybody is saying, Shiva is saying, Govinda is supreme, huh? Vishnu is supreme. So there is no lack of knowledge to understand that Krishna is the supreme. But we actually teach opposite. We are being taught in the school and the universities, colleges, the opposite. There is no creator. Now they are investigating Big Bang Theory very broad way. There is a big explosion for that, making that thing. They went 100 meter down in the tunnel under the earth and they spent $900 billion, and that explosion was few months back. Again they are trying to understand Big Bang Theory. So how the atomic nucleus thing, when they explode, what happens? So, they couldn't understand anything about what is this called Big Bang. And now they are experimenting their own Big Bang. It's all these people are foolish that you cannot understand Krishna's creation like this. How this material world came into being. There is a description. Brahma is saying how he came, how he created, everything is there. But they won't discuss this. Why? Because they are durashaya. Durashaya. Moghasha. Moghakarmana. Vichetasha. Vichetasha means Krishna, he is telling again and again the same thing. Mura. Bimura chetasha. Alpha buddhi. And the same thing again and again. Krishna and the Prahlad Maharaj, he is lamenting for that. He is saying, my Lord, I am not actually afraid of your material creation, being in this material creation. Why? Because wherever I go, I just sing your glories, your activities. But I simply consider for these fools and rascals who are making all kinds of plans to be happy. All the things they are actually making for permanent solution, for them, shoche tato bhimukuchi desha. bharamat udbhat bimuran. Again bimuran word comes. So Prabhupada took the mood of previous acharyas, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj, Yudhishthir Maharaj, all these pious kings. So Prabhupada was thinking that how I can actually, by the order of my spiritual master, reclaim these fallen conditioned souls. So Prabhupada was asked by a reporter, Swamiji, why you came to America first, not other countries? So Srila Prabhupada said, see, when you are a businessman, you should look for better customer, and America is better customer for me. Because I knew America is having ample of money, and America is the leading country, and if America accepts Krishna consciousness, the whole world will accept. And it became true. So Prabhupada sometimes asked by his disciple, Swamiji, why you came to America? The Prabhupada said, I thought, you know, one of my godbrother, not one, few actually, went to London and they failed. Somebody went to Germany, he failed to preach Krishna consciousness. Like one of his godbrother in London met this Marquis of Jetland. He asked, Maharaj, can you make me Brahmana? He said, yes. So, okay, make me Brahmana. Then he said, you have to follow these principles. No meat-eating, no meat-eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. He said, impossible. And Prabhupada said, I saw this gentleman when I was in Scottish Church's College. So I remembered him. So he was a very big person, but he said, it is impossible. So it is not, possible for me to preach here. So he came back. Actually, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he called them back. Because he was thinking, they also will become Sahib. So Prabhupada said, he was in joking, or he said, that I thought, if I have to fail, at least fail in a new place. So I went to America. And it was not working. It was very, very troublesome for him. He had no money. Every day he was checking when this next trip is going back to India, before he met Hayagriva Prabhu. So he was thinking, it is not possible. You see how he is lamenting in his Markine Bhagavad Dharma poem. He is lamenting that, oh my dear Lord Vasudev, you have some plan, that's why you brought me this Ugrasthan, in this horrible place which is actually filled with Rajo and Tamaguna. People are actually intoxicated with mode of passion and ignorance. But you have some plan, otherwise you brought me here. And now, you actually make me to say something which will actually pierce the heart. Why? Because there is a great statement in the Bhagavatam. Sinyathang sakata krishna punna shravana kirtana riddhandastha abhadrani vidhunati shurishatam. Oh my Lord, make them understand how they will understand Vasudeva Katha. So he was actually very much, concerned about preaching to the West, and he took lot of trouble. Like when he met once with Sridhar Swami, Prabhupada's godbrother, in Navadvip. That time he had no ISKCON property in Mayapur. So he used to live, when he go to Mayapur, to this Sridhar Maharaj's mutt. Even before getting the land in Mayapur, he used to send many disciples to him. You go to Sridhar Maharaj and be there. So he was saying that, my dear Maharaj, I want to take you to around the world. I want to show you how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message is being spread. And he was saying, he actually quoted one verse from Bhagavatam. It's a very beautiful verse. No, actually this verse is being quoted by Sridhar Maharaj. When Prabhupada said, you know, I am just going from here to there, there to here, like that, I am just traveling all over the world in these old days. So should I continue? Srila Prabhupada asked, should I continue? Then immediately Sridhar Maharaj quoted this verse. Jad Anucharita Leela Karna Pijusha Biprut Sakrit Adana Vidhuta Danda Dharma Vinashta Sapadi Griha Kutumbam Dinam Utshijya Dinaha Bahava Iha Bihanga Bhikshu Charjam Charanti. So this is actually from Bhramar Gita, 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. To hear about the pastimes that Krishna regularly performs is nectar for the ears. For those who release just a single drop of that nectar, even once, their dedication to material duality is ruined. Many such persons have suddenly given up their wretched homes and families, and themselves becoming wretched, traveled here to Vrindavan to wander about like birds begging for their living. Bhikshu Charjam Charanti. So Prabhupada said, you know, I am just doing that. So he said, should I continue doing this? Sridhar Maharaj said, Anukullasya Sankalpa. As much you can do, as much your body allows. Then they keep on talking in Bengali. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying that, you know, I am lamenting for these people, those who are making all the plans to become happy here. And Srila Prabhupada had the same mood of Prahlad Maharaj. And at the age of 70, he took a lot of trouble to go to Vrindavan, even in India, preaching alone, single-handedly. And now you see, we are all here because Srila Prabhupada took this trouble. And we don't have to do anything with the present conditions of the world or your society or your nations. We don't have any concern. You see, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in 1486, that time India was governed by mostly Muslims. In Bengal that time, in Delhi, there was a Hindu king, Lodi dynasty. And he ruled for some time, and then his son became Sikandar Lodi. He became the ruler. And then his son became the ruler, last Hindu king of that time, Ibrahim Lodi. And 1527, 21st April, and the Panipat war, Babur killed him. And Babur took up the Delhi government. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time, because this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in 1486. And 1450 to 1527, this Lodi dynasty was ruling. And that time, Bengal was completely under the Muslim government. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he took sannyas, that time, Hussain Shah was big, powerful king in Bengal, Gaur Raja. And when he attacked Purushottam Dev in Orissa, this Purushottam Dev was in Sun dynasty, Suryabangshiya. So that time these three brothers were working under Hussain Shah. And they became so, you know, like irritated, so disgusted with the Nawab's activities, killing all the Hindus and demolishing all the Hindu temples in Orissa. And they just felt very bad. And at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just traveling, sometimes in Vrindavan, sometimes South India, sometimes Puri. Once he went to Bengal to meet these two brothers. And when These people, I mean, the teacher of Navabhushanshava Chatkaji, and he was being given the power to rule in Navadvip. He was like district magistrate. So he said, from today, no more kirtans in this road, in Navadvip. Especially on the road which walk now. And he said, if somebody, I mean, he broke all the mridangas and beaten people, the devotees, near Jogopit. There is a khol bhanga danga is there. So, he said, from tomorrow, if somebody chants loudly outside, will make you outcast. Jatichyuta will make you Muslims. That, like they did with Subuddhi Rai. Subuddhi Rai was the king, I mean the Nawab in Bengal, I mean the king of Bengal. But, and Nawab Hussain Shah was his servant, Subuddhi Rai's. Subuddhi Rai, he did something, he beaten very badly to this Hussain Shah, and there was some mark on his back. So while he became the Nawab, his Begum, his wife told, why this mark on your back? So he said, when I was working under Subuddhi Rai, he beaten me very badly. Okay, you have to take revenge. You have to actually do something. You just make him Muslim. So Subuddhi Rai, as a token of revenge, he made him Muslim. So like that, Chatkaji was, you know, threatening them, will make you Muslims. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very angry, and he attacked Chatkaji. Others will see everywhere there was so much problem, but he was not concerned with this local problem. He was just chanting and dancing and making devotees. So like that, we are not concerned about the what political situation is. Our concern is, just chant, dance, eat prasad, and always be engaged in Krishna service. That Prabhupada made the routine for us. This routine is not followed outside ISKCON, anywhere. So, if we follow Prabhupada's program, we'll be safe from outside calamities, inside calamities, or all the problems will be eradicated gradually. Thank you very much. I stop here. Any questions? Mukesh Babu has question.
Hello. We are using the milk of cow, but the cow as a race is being killed and tortured. So are the curses of the race of cow not included in the her milk, and we are using the same cursed products of cow? Though we are not directly involved in that, but the whole race of cow is tortured and killed for meat-eating purpose. So they must have anguish over mankind that they are drinking our milk, and in return they are killing us also. So their ancestors are being killed continuously, and still they, as they, it is their natural tendency to give milk. They are giving milk and we are using that milk. So is that milk not contaminated by their curses?
No. It may be contaminated with curses for the karmis, but when you accept that milk offering to Krishna, it becomes free from contamination. Then you can take, like all these things, everything of this creation we are accepting. If we accept it without offering to Vishnu, then it is contaminated. Similarly, milk also. And we, like, you know, we like to do something for the cow protection, We like to stop harassing the cows, but when government is doing this, you cannot go against government single-handedly. If all the Hindus of India, they just raise a voice against parliament, stop cow killing, we can do it. But what we're doing, no? Not doing. Like somebody may say, you do it. But not it is, you know, individual job. There should be unity, force, power. Yes?
Prabhu Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
These demons, by their very nature, they are envoys of Lord Krishna and his devotees. Correct? Yeah, so why it is mentioned that the inhabitants of both the demigod planets and demonic planets glorified Prithu Maharaj? Do demons also glorify Prithu Maharaj?
No, it is like, you know, when you do something good, like people maybe they don't like your activities normally. But when you do something good thing for the public, even the person who opposes you, he will glorify you. He did the good thing. So Prithu Maharaj, he did so good job that even demons, they were actually appreciating him. They're appreciating.
Look, in this demonic planet, is it exclusively inhabited by demons or devotees are also there?
I don't know.
So in earthly planets, there are not only devotees, but the demons are also there.
No, but like, you know, when Hiranyakashipu took over the government, he was just, you know, making everybody demons. And all the brahmanas were killed. All the devotees were killed. He just gave open order. If anybody you see Vishnu's devotee, just kill him, slain him. So big, even Narada used to fly out of fear of Hiranyakashipu. Parvat Muni, Angira, Angirasa, so many rishis, they just hit somewhere. So like that, when you see here demons, you know, and the devotees are living together, similarly, when there is a demoniac power is so cruel, so strong, it is very difficult for them to live. So they may actually leave the place. They don't have to stay. Like we are conditioned, we cannot go out of here, but they are not like that. They can just fly like that. They can hit anywhere. That much power they have. But demons are very powerful. So it is the continuous struggle from time immemorial with the demons and demons. But there are Daitya Lokas. Some particular planet is Daitya Loka. So maybe, you know, completely demons are in one planet. That also maybe, but if you go see the narrations of the planets, you'll see some planets actually fully inhabited by Daityas. Maybe they are devotees practicing Krishna consciousness and hiding. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Shri Radharaj Bihari ki jai. Shri Shri Gaurnitai ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.